This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, as our lives go along, it can be easy to fall into a routine of just kind of doing the same thing every way, and days, weeks, months, even years, even decades can go by with us just kind of performing the acts of staying alive and going through the motions and just through the routine of our day. Well, that's not living the way God designed life to be. And you may even get a bit tired of life like that. You might think there's something more than that. And you see some people in your life who have a relationship with God, and when you ask them, well, what did you do over the weekend? Their life is full of meaningful activities that are changing other people's lives for the better. And when you're around those people, you feel encouraged, you feel better about life, and you think, I would love to have the kind of life that they have. There's something about it. Life isn't easy for them, but there's meaning, joy, purpose. They are so focused on others. And as you look at that, you know you need what they've got. Well, what they've got is this life from God that's called eternal life. And we're talking this week about eternal life and how you get eternal life. We've looked at a number of ways that you don't get eternal life. You don't get it by doing a bunch of good things. That doesn't make you right with God and give you his life in your life. You don't get it by being religious or knowing the Bible. And maybe even as I say that, it's a surprise to you. What do you mean? Here you are reading the Bible and telling me I don't have to be religious? That's right. There's so many super religious people who are so far from God. Well, then how do we get eternal life? You get eternal life by getting Jesus. We saw yesterday that it comes through faith, through trusting in him, through saying, okay, I've still got questions, I still have maybe even some doubts, but I see enough of the reality of God in people's lives. And I have this sense that God has been reaching out to me. Yes, I've still got questions, but I'm ready to cross that line of faith and say, I choose to trust in what Jesus did for me at the cross to provide forgiveness for me and let me start a relationship with God. When you come to that point and you just express it to God in your heart, I'm trusting you, God. I am so insecure in myself, but I choose to believe what you've done for me expresses your love for me and that you will forgive me and help me start my life anew. When that happens, Jesus Christ himself becomes a part of your life, and with him comes his eternal life. In the book of 1 John in the Bible, chapter 5, verses 11 and 12 say this, and this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. That's Jesus. Whoever has the Son has the life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Now, listen very closely, because this is such a crucial truth about eternal life. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't give you eternal life apart from himself and say, here's a gift, eternal life. No, eternal life isn't something that starts when you die and then you start eternal life. Eternal life starts at that moment when you put your trust in Jesus. Because eternal life is in Jesus and you get him. And when you get him, you get the life. This life is in his Son, the verses said. He who has the Son has the life. If you don't have the Son, then you don't have the life, because the life is in Jesus Christ. What is it that has changed the lives of those Christians that you know? It's the life of God that has changed their lives. because Jesus Christ has come into their lives and he is pouring his life into their life and through them into the lives of the people around them. Wouldn't you love to be that kind of person? You can be, because it's not you who produces that. It's Jesus who will live that way in you. Isn't it time for you to put your trust in Jesus Christ? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.